have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for doing the net, first of all. You're sounding great. I don't have any specific plans. I could always do more CW. I think I say that every year. I need to do more CW. So just that general sort of resolution. That's it, really. Just wanted to check in, wish everyone a happy new year. And especially Daryl, VO1UKZ, he reprised his role as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve again this year over on Dewdrop Inn, their Santa WatchNet. And he always does a great job that doing that. So that was fun to listen to this year. Back to you, V3RWJ.
Ah, good on Daryl. That's great. And Chris, you'll get no argument from me. I can always do more CW. Maybe I'll catch you on the air sometime. Catch you on HF. I don't think we've ever worked on HF before. And Adrian was saying that he worked you in the RAC contest. I don't think we worked in the RAC contest. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Chris. But great to hear from you. I think you're up next week, at least on the schedule that I looked at. And maybe I'll actually make it into a net that I'm actually not NCS for. So hope to hear you there, Chris. 73. We've got another 15 minutes. We're going along here. Got 38 check-ins, 37. I think I got a couple of rechecks. More check-ins to the TransCanada Net for this Sunday, 28th of December. Please join us now.
Victor Alpha 3, Bravo Juliet.
Okay, just hold up there for a second. The Victor Alpha 3 station, station in Denver, you are, you're quite overmodulated, really, really splattery. Maybe before you reach out to the call sign, I think you'd, turn your mic gain down or do something to fix that situation. The Victor Alpha 3 Bravo station again?
Victor Alpha 3 Bravo Juliet Mike, first time on the net.
Okay, I got VA3 Bravo Juliet Mike on the list. The station in Denver, again? Okay, Mike. You were really overdriven. So I'm not going to put you on the list just yet, but I'll go up the list to Victor Alpha 3 Bravo Juliet Mike. I believe I got, maybe I got the wrong call sign. It didn't autofill. Maybe you're not on QRZ, but the VA3 BJM, go ahead.
Light.
Again? Victor Alpha 3, Bravo Juliet Mike, again?
Victor Alpha 3, Bravo Juliet Mike, out of Peterborough, Ontario.
Yeah, go ahead, BA3, BJM, you're up. What have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Well, actually, this was the maiden voyage for a radio I've just set up in my study, so delighted to see I'm getting this level of the reception. Not much else planned at this point, except trying to get a radio antenna on top of the roof when the summer comes.
Ah, great to hear. Were you recently licensed?
That's a 10-4 as of late last year.
Ah, congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah, sorry, you're not showing up on QRZ here, but that doesn't mean that you're not in the ISED database. Okay, 73, and thanks for joining the net, and please join us again. We are here every week, so great to hear from you. And, hope to hear you in future versions of the net here. All right, the station in Denver, again, we'll try it again. Okay, yeah, your audio is way too hot there, so won't be able to get you in the net here. 70s feel, hopefully you're trying to make some adjustments there, but it's super hot and it's splattering all over the place. So good luck with that in 73, and thanks for attempting to get into the net here today. All right, I'll open it up again. We've still got another 10 minutes for the check-ins with TransCanada Net. Your net control, Victor Echo 5, Uniform Oscar, Dave in Saskatoon. Please join us now.
Victor Echo 3, Juliet.
This is K6IT, Kilo 6 India Tango via All-Star.
Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Sierra India, Christian in New Jersey.
All right, I had three check-ins, but I missed the Victor Echo or Victor Alpha 3 station. But I also got Kilo 6 India Tango and Kilo Delta 2 Kilo Sierra India. The Victor Echo 3 or the Victor Alpha 3 station again?
Victor Echo 3, Juliet Golf Kilo, Gary in Picton, Ontario.
Okay, so I got Victor Echo 3, Juliet Golf Kilo. So, Gary, I'm going to let you go first because you were actually the first one who tried to check in. And welcome to TransCanada Net, Gary, and hopefully everything is good in Picton. And what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Very good afternoon. First time checking into this net. I've listened a couple of times. My hope is to get a cheap drone and try and string a seriously long wire antenna. I've got a couple up already, like to get them up a little higher, and given my throwing arm isn't the greatest, I figure that's my best bet for getting things up in the trees, and the trees that we're looking at are probably between 50 and 80 feet tall, so they're pretty big. Anyhow, that's the hope for the new season. Not going to be doing anything until the weather is a whole bunch warmer and more pleasant. Thanks for taking my check-in. VE3JGK.
Hey, thanks, Gary, and thanks for checking into the net. We're here every week, so feel free to check in again. And yeah, it sounds like you might need those wire launchers to get up to the top of those trees there, Gary. And can relate, not a lot of outside antenna work going on here either. 73, my friend. Down the list to Kilo 6, India Tango, Eric in Simi Valley, California is what I've got here from QRZ. Welcome to the TransCanada Net. And Eric, what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Nice to meet you. First time checking in. I got lots planned. Probably want to build another All-Star node. Not that I need one, just. There was a good sell on RT85 Retivas radios, so I have more radios to build hotspots around. Other than that, just, continuing. I'm 69, continuing to play bass in my old guy band. And Simi Valley is about 35 miles northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County. We're kind of the easternmost border for L.A. and Ventura County. We're on the Ventura side, thank goodness. Thank you for letting me check into the net. This is K6IT.
Ah, thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. And thank you for the information as well about the region. And fun fact, you and I worked on RTTY back in 2012. I'm thinking it was some kind of contest, maybe NAQP or something. But I saw you had quite a few lookups on QRZ, so I figured maybe somewhere along the line we had had a QSO. So, well, great to talk to you again, and hope to chat with you on the air again sometime. 73. Down the list, to Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Sierra India, and I believe the name is Christian, and you are in, I don't even know how to say this, Manalapan, New Jersey. Correct me, please. I'm sure I got that wrong. Go ahead, Christian. Welcome to the net, and what have you got planned for 2026? Go ahead.
KD2 KSI, Christian, New Jersey. Yeah, you nailed it. The last go-round, your pronunciation was on. It's Manalapan. It's a tongue twister. We're in Central Jersey, right near Freehold, if anybody's familiar. 2026. Well, I'm in between things, so hopefully the new year comes with a new professional home. And in the meantime, I've just been getting back into radio, playing with my All-Star node. I do have, I hope I'm coming in okay. I kind of temporarily rigged up my RIM Alinco node that was dormant for quite a while. And I don't know, I just had the bug to turn it on and get it going because I have it hooked up to a 220 radio. So I just, I like getting on 220 just for the sake of 220. But I figure I'd give the Shari a little cool down. Other than that, we're just hanging out and trying to avoid high SWR and get through the rest of what's left of this very strange year and look forward to any changes into the new year. But good year to everybody. Happy and healthy new year, and we'll be QRT. 73 KD2 KSI.
Hey, thanks, Christian, for checking in. Appreciate that, and thanks for the information on your plans for 2026. And you know, not a lot of 220 activity around here. And I'll be honest, I don't know how active the band is in Canada in general. Maybe just a quick look at it here. It looks like it is a usable band here, but yeah, I don't know a lot of people that use it, but that could just be me. Thanks again. Appreciate it, and hope to hear you on future versions of the Net. 73, all the best in 2026. I will open it up. I've got another 4 minutes. Let's see if we can fill up the next 4 minutes. Any further check-ins for the Transcanada Net, please join us now.
Victor Echo 7, November Zulu.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha Zulu, Alpha Mobile.
VA 7, ZKB.
All right, I'm going to lock it up there because I only got 4 minutes. I don't want to go over. So I've got Victor Echo 7, November Zulu, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha Zulu Alpha, and Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Kilo Bravo. And I'll start at the top of the list with Adrian. Good to hear from you. Adrian, what do you got planned for this year? Go ahead.
You know, I don't think I have any plans for ham radio this year. For the first year in 35 or 40 years, or whatever it's been, 45 years, I normally have something I want to do, but I did an awful lot in the last year, and this year I'm just going to enjoy all the new toys and get on HF a little more and do a little more contesting. Now I'm retired and more time for that. So those kinds of things. I did want to offer a few things. I've been listening on and off, so I apologize I didn't get all the details, but I heard the KD2 station just talk about 220. 220 has a little activity on the West Coast here in Vancouver. I've run a repeater on this network and get the odd person on there. There is a 220 net, if you're interested, on All-Star that happens every Friday at 4 o'clock Pacific, so it was at 1 o'clock Eastern, on node 28405. So that's node 28405. And a bunch of us with 220 repeaters and 220 radios connect into that Friday afternoons and just say hello to each other. There's not much more purpose to it than that, other than just 220 enthusiasts getting together. So there you go. An excellent band, by the way, in terms of penetration into buildings. It's the reason the military chose 300 megahertz for most of their radio work was because in and around that area is sort of the best combination of phasing in and out and building penetration and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I digress. That's 220. There was a chap that mentioned something about playing the bass in his old guy's band. I didn't catch the call sign. Maybe he's already a regular, but if he's not, we do have a net on Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific on this network. Now, we're not having it tomorrow. Chris has taken a break for the holidays, but it'll resume a week from tomorrow, and that's the Sounds Good Net, where we have a lot of us musicians hang out and talk, and people that are just into audio and music and sounds, and you don't have to be a musician, but it's kind of a fun net. So do check that out, Fridays, 5 o'clock, right here on the Canada Hub. And there was a fellow that was asking about drones. So that is something I am working on. I started yesterday, flew my drone for the first time, and I recommend there's a Xiaomi V198 drone that's about $150 Canadian on AliExpress. and it is super amazing for the money. It's my first real drone, and I'm pretty impressed. 3 kilometer range, 4K video, and I think it'll tow a fishing line up a tree so that I can sling some antennas, because I have the same idea. There you go. Back to Net, V7NZ.
Hey, thanks, Adrian. Appreciate that.